Greetings to each one. This is Levi Stolz sharing with you. In the last few days, if you have been following along, my theme was the throne room of God, or you could call it the Holy of Holies. What I have been focusing on is to have that honest time with God, to enter into his throne room and commune with him. And back in the days of Aaron, in the tabernacle, he would go in through the tabernacle and he would go back into the Holy of Holies, and he would perform the sacrifices, and the Lord would come down and meet with them. As the high priest went back into the Holy of Holies, he had to sanctify himself. He had to make sure that he is clear before God. If he had any sin, he would immediately drop over and he would die. And there's a theory out there that they would tie a rope around the high priest. That way, if he was not clear before God and would die, they could pull him back out, because no one was supposed to go in there that was not a high priest. So how would they get this priest out if he would die? But if you stop and think about that, I really don't think that makes any sense. It was written by some of the Jewish writers, but in the scripture you cannot find that theory, because for number one, if the high priest is going in, he knows he is going to die if he has sin. I do believe he would have taken every precaution in making sure that he is clear with God. So today, what I'd like to share with you is, I'll just title it this way: do not wait till the rope is tied around your waist. So what I want to speak about is, remember, this week I'm speaking about approaching God, approaching the throne room of God, and just some advice or tips on how to approach God and some of the joys that we can get from approaching God. Well, what I'd like to speak about today is the need to be real. You know, this approaching God, approaching the Holy of Holies, approaching the throne room of God, this needs to be a real experience. This was just a once-in-a-year event back in the days of the children of Israel, but I do feel it should be a daily event with us and God. But what I'd like to encourage you is, even though this thing of tying a rope around the high priest's waist makes for a good story, but let's not go there. Let's not wait till they are tying the rope around us and making sure it's secure, that we make sure we are clear with God. Let's do it long before. Let's do it so there's no need for this rope. In Hebrews 3:14, it says, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginnings of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they have heard, did provoke, howbeit not all came out of Egypt by Moses." The burden is, day, with this little devotion, is that we as believers have that opportunity to approach the throne room of God. This is for the believers only. This is not for the unbelievers, because number one, the unbeliever is going to immediately, in the days of the Old Testament, would have immediately fell flat and would have died immediately. This is something that I want to approach it with. We as Christians that are clear before God have the opportunity to approach him in an unusual way. We can actually come into the throne room of God and commune with him. We need to be prepared to approach the throne room. We need to have the confidence that our Lord is real and that he has our best in mind. You know, we need to ask the Lord before we approach this, Lord, am I ready to meet you? If you come down, and you speak to us. Am I ready? You know, I believe there's a place for us to, before we actually pray, to prepare our heart and make sure we are ready to pray. Make sure we are ready to approach God. In Luke, the disciples said this way, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught us to pray. As John also taught his disciples. I believe the disciples realized, wait a minute, there's more than just saying, Lord, here I am today, help me through the day. And there's something deeper. In Luke 11, 2, it says this way, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as is in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. See, the Lord Jesus laid out a pattern. First of all, we need to come before our Father which is in heaven. We need to be real with him. This is the whole concept of approaching the throne room of God, is being real with the Lord. Because remember, back in the days of old, if the high priest wouldn't have been real, he would have been smitten immediately. And I don't think the high priest approached this with a rope tied around their neck, their waist, and so that someone could pull them out if they die. I believe they made sure that their heart was right with God. Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. In order to come to the throne boldly, we must sanctify ourselves and be washed in Christ's blood. And once we have that, we can have that communing with God. We can be clear with God. David said it very well in Psalm 24. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? That is what I want to teach on this week, is who shall stand in his holy place? Who shall be able to approach God and actually have that deep communion, more than just a prayer of, as we're going through our daily life, just the little prayer of, Lord, thank you for this food. Lord, help us. I want us to realize that there is something deeper out there that will sustain us. And Psalm 24:4 says, he that hath a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So, Lord bless you as you consider those thoughts. My prayer is, do not wait till they start tying that rope around your waist to pull you out. Even though that is a good story, I don't think it's reality. Who would wait to be right with God before they know when they know that they're going to be meeting God here in just another hour or so? I mean, what for foolish man would that be? What for foolish priest would that be to not be right with God before he knows, before he goes in and knows that if he has sin, he's going to fall flat on his face, he's going to die. So my prayer is that we not wait till we approach God to get right with him. Lord bless you.